This is George Fishman with the Mosaic of Art. I'm at the Miami Art Museum with Mark Diamond, and we have just taken a brief look at the latest show just installed, opening tonight.
The show is called New Work Miami 2010.
You've been a previous guest on the show. I'm glad to have you back and in a different capacity here rather than speaking about your work tonight.
Full capacity, actually.
All right. I'd like to ask you if there are a couple of pieces that you've seen already that you found remarkable.
Well, there's a beautiful pencil drawing, very powerful.
Christina Peterson.
Yes, and that was
Describe it.
It's actually inspired, apparently, by the Shakespearean story of Romeo and Juliet, and it pictures Juliet with her eye open, lying there, more or less dead, but by virtue of her eyes being open, suggests that there's a sort of an epilogue we don't know about.
And she's accompanied by
an alligator. Tortoise. Which is always good if you're lying, half dead. It's an alligator allegory.
And the tortoise would suggest
how long it took to draw. Well, it was a very strong pencil drawing. And it's always nice these days. I work with a lot of different technological tools, and it's always refreshing for me to see someone who actually is adept at drawing.
Old school.
Exactly.
What else struck you here?
Well, I was moved and amused by Kevin Arrow's installation using a multitude of projectors. I believe many of the images are found. He collects them at flea markets and garage sales and whatnot, and they're somewhat non sequitur to each other, although he may have some thematic thread in his mind. To me, they seemed, I thought the charm was in their disparate themes and origins.
They seemed random?
Yeah, actually, that was also very refreshing to me.
These are images, maybe slides or what other kinds of sources that he has digitized and is projecting?
No, they're actually analog projections with legacy projectors, which is the other thing I thought was really cool.
Now, what's a legacy projector?
A legacy projector would be something other than a modern projector. In other words, a modern projector would be a digital electronic projector, which you can buy at, CompUSA or whatever.
Right.
A legacy projector would be like an ectographic or an old Kodak slide projector. Yeah, anything that's older than about 5 years old is now referred to as legacy. We're talking now in terms of what is commonly referred to as internet years. It's like dog years, but a little bit shorter.